Well, look, I obviously the electorate has been in the national spotlight, and I believe that's because the race is on between the Greens and the ALP. The Greens vote has been steadily growing since 2001 in the seat. This is my fifth candidacy in the seat, and we're running strongly on policies with solutions to transform people's lives for the better, not just in my own electorate, but around the country. I have many, many friends from Italian backgrounds in my own electorate and in my own suburbs. Both of my children have learnt Italian at school, and of course we have Italian neighbours, and we value the contributions that Italians have made to our country and to our own suburbs. Our national leader is Richard Di Natale, Senator Di Natale. He is the son of two Italian migrants, and I believe that we have a large number of Italians in the seat who are increasingly looking to the Greens to provide the leadership on the issues that we face as a nation.
Speaking of the issues, during this political campaign we heard a lot about NBN, but not so much about the multicultural topics. Why do you think is that?
Well, I mean, we should all remember, I guess, that refugees are migrants. They're humanitarian migrants. They're forced migrants. They don't have the choices that other migrants do to come to Australia. They're fleeing situations of extreme danger and persecution, and that's why they come to Australia. One of the reasons why perhaps migrant issues and multiculturalism are not at the forefront is that we simply do not have enough Australians from migrant background running for Parliament. That's something that I would like to see change. I would love to see more South Asian people, people from India and Pakistan backgrounds, running for federal Parliament, and I'm proud to be doing that for my own party.
Does it mean that whoever wins the election, somehow the real Australia won't be properly represented in the Parliament and the multicultural issues will not be faced and solved in the Parliament?
Yes, look, I do believe that we've had two decades where migrant communities' concerns have been ignored and neglected in our Parliament. We have seen a continuing decline in our family reunion intakes for the last 25 years. The Greens are the only party that is coming to this election with a policy of increasing our family reunion intakes by 10,000 people per year.
Getting back to the federal election, obviously Labor and Liberal going on a wire. What sort of scenario do you expect, and what role will the Green play after the election? At this stage, the Labor say that they will not commit with you. The Greens say they're not committed with the Labour, but is there a chance that they will start up a real conversation after the election?
Yes, look, I am aware that Bill Shorten has ruled out approaching us as a minority partner to form government in the case that neither major party can achieve government in their own right. Let's see what happens on the morning of Sunday, July the 3rd. He may change his mind. I believe that the Greens, just as we have in every previous situation where we've been a minority partner in a government, will act responsibly and effectively to ensure that governments have a more progressive tinge in our country, that they achieve things for the environment, and also to ensure that governments start looking after people rather than looking after wealthy corporations and companies and super wealthy Australians.
Thank you very much, Alex.
Thank you, Dario. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.